Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Damn, I am just in a great mood. I woke up in a great mood today.
Nice.
I don't understand it, to be honest with you. This, like, nothing happened.
Weather's better.
Nah, the weather's, I mean, no. it's actually a little grayer than it has been, so
well,
I can't
some
really
people
point to
like that.
That.
That's what I mean. Like, oh, some yeah. people are like, oh, too hot. Yeah.
Truth. So, yeah, that's not me.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is actually, I wake up to a day like this and go, oh, this sucks. I don't want this. But
I mean, spoiler alert, it's National Refreshments Day, so maybe you're excited about refreshments.
You know, I am.
Yeah.
So you actually brought it up because as I walked in today, I walked by a big box of Cougar Mountain cookies from our buddy Ken.
Shout out to Ken. He's a very thoughtful man. I'd like to speak on behalf of my wife because she did say, let him know thank you. He got her two boxes of vegan cookies.
Oh, nice. That's really, that's awesome. Are you going to let us try what they, see what you keep saying how great they are. Are we going to try how, I don't know if I've had them.
I've never had Cougar Mountain vegan cookies, but yeah, of course we can try them, but that just means my wife will now be more hungry. And so you want to hurt, make a starving wife happen, sure.
Make a starving wife happen, sure. Okay, well, since you put it that way, sure, let's do it then.
But I'm in. It's the flavor of the moment. It's the vegan German chocolate cookie.
Oh, German chocolate's awesome. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope she won't mind. I just would like to see how they taste, like how they compare to the regular. He brought
They're
these
all natural and soft. Oh. Ooh, so now you want her to have seven of them as opposed to eight.
Oh. Oh, that's just like Danny. All natural and soft.
Hey, all right. Well, I look forward to eating those.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to eat a vegan cookie and waste your calories on a vegan cookie?
I'm just going to have a little bite. I don't want even the whole thing. I just want to know. I'm doing a taste test. He brought the Frisbee-sized ones.
That's fair. I could just repackage it. She won't know.
Oh, she won't know a thing. She'll just feel like, you know what, they're so good. Somebody from the factory couldn't resist eating one. That's how good they are, honey.
Right? Took a little nibble.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Well, since we're talking about food, I don't know if you guys have heard about this new prank going on at TikTok. I just heard about it today. I don't know anything about this. I guess the challenge is to have a Subway worker continue to toast a sandwich until it's burnt and crispy. Oh, I don't know anything about this, but this is what the TikTok kids are doing.
Could you toast it a little bit more than that?
Just a little bit more.
Could you toast it a little bit more than that?
Yeah.
Let me know what you want to know. You like it extra crispy?
Oh, I like it black.
You like it black?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I get it more toasted than that?
More toasted?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You got the fire department on speed, though. Bro.
I'm okay. They're pulling it. Oh, man. Yeah, it is charred.
Yeah.
I kind of want to try it that way.
No,
no, he's burnt
just a waste of burnt. Yeah, bridges,
oh,
man.
Oh yeah, now yeah. They went one step too far.
Yeah, they did.
They got to a point where it was like a nice dark brown.
Yeah,
and I'd be in for that, but now it's just charred. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat that.
Could you imagine the smell in the restaurant after the fact?
See, that's the thing that irritates me. It's like, right. you can see on the video, the smoke is just everywhere. And
oh, there he is eating it, though.
Well, okay. Oh, hey, look at me. I'm doing my TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
You know what? I've become that guy.
Hey,
I want
me.
These kids off my lawn. I really do.
Get off my internet.
And I'm looking at the kid working at the Subway. Like, the kid is just working, you know, he's just working his job.
That's the thing. You're just annoying somebody who's maybe making minimum wage, maybe a few dollars more. I mean, unless, like, the guy thinks it's funny, too. But you're smoking out the entire room.
The guy had a great attitude, because if it was me, I'd be like, I can't do it anymore, Skippy. I mean, because it's going to burn
Skippy.
And cost. Yeah, it's going to burn and smoke the place out, and I'm not allowed to do it. This is as burnt as you want to get it. You want it more burnt? Yeah, go find a trash barrel and just light a fire and do it that way.
How do you guys feel about toast?
I like toast. Toast's pretty good.
I like toast.
Yeah.
Toast is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know
I
what?
Like turtles.
If you ever wonder what Cro-Magnon morning radio would sound like, I think we've got it right here,
like
ladies and gentlemen.
Fried chicken.
Yeah. Oh, how do you like toast? How do you like it? Do you like it burnt? Or do you like it just like barely toasted? Which side of the
I don't like it burnt. I like it enough that it can hold melted butter in the nooks and crannies of it.
I want it teetering on the edge of burnt.
Yeah, I like mine pretty close to burnt, but if it gets like the blackness on that, then it's a little too far.
See, like, I mean, that's good for bacon, but it needs to be crispy enough to where it's, you know, kind of crunchy on the outside, but then when you tear away, it's still a little soft.
Yeah. See, I like the crouton.
Crouton?
Yeah, like.
You want it that hard?
I want it hard and crispy and ready to go.
Are we still talking about toast?
I don't think so. Yeah. Okay, we've moved on.
Yeah. All right.
I want it hard and crispy now. And what do you put it on? Is that like butter or are you doing jelly?
Butter and jelly. Butter and toast, man.
Forget
no jelly,
it.
Man.
You're living on the edge there.
Why can't I? Why? I just want to be you for a day.
Just
be,
think stupid things and ask them out loud. That's all you got to do, man.
You're really happy about it. Like, it brings joy to your face. Hey, let's talk about toast, kids. And you know what? Yeah, I can see the look on your face. You're like, this, you know what? I get paid for doing this. And that's like,
I know.
I mean, it's like.
It's stupid.
It is. But it's also glorious. I mean, look, I think any of us, when we were 10 years old, if you said, hey, I'll pay you a career's worth of money to talk about stupid things.
Talking toast.
Yeah. You'd be like, I'm in. What am I going to do this?
One day you're going to talk about toast, and that's how you're going to pay your bills.
I will say this, though. I do get a little bit of a joy knowing that every teacher that told me, what are you going to just sit and be a jerk your entire life talking about stupid things when I would always disrupt class?
Yes,
turns
ma'am.
Turns out,
yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, when a teacher's like, hey, what are you just going to ask stupid questions for the rest of your life? Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of toast do you like, Miss?
Yeah.
Teacher.
Miss Teacher.
Well, be careful. You don't want to disparage this teacher.
No, yeah. I don't want Dave Grohl getting pissed at me.
Yeah, I don't believe
nice.
You. Today is shaping up to be a really huge day in Seattle sports history.
Maybe that's why you're in a great mood.
Oh.
Yeah. It's good news. I'm sure it's contributing to it. It's very exciting. Also, MLB starting today.
Yes.
So maybe that's all just like maybe we're starting to get a little bit more normal. This is cool. Steve's right, man. We've got a big day in Seattle sports history. He's going to tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to PJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia Pyong for giving us the Migs Report today. Like I mentioned earlier, I spoiled it, but today's National Refreshment Day.
Yeah.
But it's also National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Yeah. Ooh.
So maybe listen to some vanilla ice while you eat some vanilla ice cream.
All right. I mean, as long as I get vanilla ice cream out of the deal.
I was thinking maybe like a root beer float or something to mix them both.
You know what? You could do that as well, Rev.
Nice.
I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's your day. You do it how you see fit.
Oh, yeah.
And like we mentioned also, huge day today in the world of Seattle sports. A big announcement's going to be made later. Actually, the announcement was already made. The big announcement for Seattle sports is that Taylor Swift is putting out a new record today, guys.
Oh, Tay-Tay's dropping a new one?
She said, I'm releasing it tonight at midnight, my 8th studio album. And it's called Folklore.
Oh.
Bunch of new songs where she pours out all of her whims, dreams, fears, and musings.
Okay.
Yeah, Rev sent us that email, Steve and I, and I was like, Rev, come on, I already have that pre-saved. Sorry. Yeah,
right. I mean, tell me something I don't know.
I didn't even listen to her last album.
It's all right.
Okay. That's what I kept hearing.
That wasn't my favorite. It was fine.
When did she put that out? Last year?
I don't know. I don't really keep up on all the time.
Well, I just think
I think it was about a year ago.
I'm sorry, but I'm just used to the Tool schedule. I feel like you're just putting them out too quickly, girl.
See, no, I like when artists surprise you on the day of, like, Eminem's done that before. It's kind of cool. And based on the album title, I got to imagine this is going to be more of like a stripped down album. Maybe her just in an acoustic guitar, which, you know what? I'm not opposed to.
Oh, I don't know how
it's
that
called Folklore,
sound.
And she's going to be talking about her whims.
Yeah,
can't write a banger if you're doing that, right?
Yeah. All right. Listen, I don't want to put it down until I hear it, so I won't say nothing.
Okay, fair. Well, actually, today there is a big announcement that's going to be made at 9 a.m. Yesterday, they put out a tweet. They put it on their social media. They put it on their website. NHL Seattle says today's the day. Well, they didn't really formally say that. All they wrote was the 32nd franchise comes to life, and then posted an awesome hype video basically saying, hey, we're announcing the team name, and then the more I've heard, they're going to be announcing the team colors and also the team logo, all going down today at 9 a.m.
This is going to be a big day, but it's also going to be a tough day because, you know, the internet is always just filled with kind people.
Oh, it's already started. I've actually seen people say, if they go with insert name here, I'm not going to be a fan. I'm like, then you really weren't going to be a fan anyway.
Yeah, really.
Because honestly, they could call them the poopers, and I'd be
totally in on
come
that
on,
point.
Steve, that's a great name.
The poop deckers. I don't care.
Oh, the poop deckers.
The poopy McPoopers.
Yeah.
I don't care what the team's name is. I'm going to be rooting for them because we finally have a name for our Seattle hockey team. It's just become more real today at 9 a.m.
Yeah. It's funny that they're doing it on the opening day of MLB. It's an interesting time, you know, maybe just because, hey, just jump on everyone excited that sports is back.
It's just nice to have something to get excited about with everything that's been going on. You know, they were originally going to give the team name out a while ago, but because of everything that happened with COVID, they pushed it back because the time wasn't right. But I think they just were like, okay, enough waiting. It's time to give people some good news.
Did you know this was going to happen?
No, yesterday was a complete surprise. I think that was the cool thing. It's like once they put up the video, everybody was just like, did not know this was about to happen.
What were you more surprised by, this or Tay-Tay's new album?
Tay-Tay's new album.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Did you watch the hype video?
Yeah, can you explain to me?
It's so cool.
Because, I mean, I know there's a clue in there, isn't there? There's supposed to be some kind of clue in there, isn't there?
No, I think sometimes, you know, everyone's looking for Easter eggs. I think there's a clue in that it's going to have some kind of a nautical water relate to the name, maybe. I mean,
what did they fish out of the ocean that
the goal light?
Oh, it was a goalie light. That's what it was.
It's the light that goes off when you score a goal behind the goalie. It's that red light. So that's what came out of the water. So, like, if you've seen they're in the Puget Sound. At first, I thought it was Pete Carroll on the boat. And I'm like, that's awesome. But some other silver fox. And then he finds out. He's like, what's going on? You got to turn back. And then they pull it out. And it's this red light in a net. And it's, like, got crap on it. So it's like, ooh, what's going on? It's in the water.
It's funny because I was like a lot of folks who don't know enough about hockey. Because I'm like, people thought it was part of a ship. They thought it was, it's the goalie light. Oh,
then
yeah.
Some people were like, oh, it's clear there. Their colors are going to be red. I'm like, no, the red light is just, it goes, I get it. There's a lot of people that are new to hockey.
Yeah,
so
they are.
You don't necessarily know, but then they pull that out, and then this happens. Sound of the goal being scored. Goosebumps on my arms. It's time to find out the name of our NHL Seattle franchise.
And a lot of folks thought that was the sound of the ferry that was in the distance.
It was. They've said that they're going to use a ferry sound as their goal-scoring sound.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes, so that's actually going to be something. That was a nice little nod to what they plan on doing when hockey does start here in Seattle.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so today,
I am learning so much.
9 a.m., we're going to find out all that stuff. Of course, the team's expected to start with the NHL in October of 2021. So we got a little bit of time. But I got to imagine once they announce the team name, they'd be crazy not to also unveil their NHL team shop on their website.
Yeah, totally.
I already have my credit card ready. Yeah. I'm buying a bunch of stuff, babe. Yeah. I'm going broke today.
I would hope, Steve, I hope you're right. I mean, if they're not ready for that, that's a horrible opportunity missed if they don't do that.
So the two things that have been trending on Twitter, I think a lot of people are speculating because of the water theme to the hype video that maybe it's the Sockeyes, which I don't think it will be because there's legal reasons behind that. There's a romance novel that has a hockey team in it called the Seattle Sockeyes, and they have the copyright.
Oh.
I mean, they could figure that out. I mean, money fixes everything.
Sure does.
But I'm feeling like it's time to
release the Kraken.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be so awesome. That would be so awesome.
For some,
the Kraken.
For some others, I see they're called the Kraken. I'm never going to be a fan of the team.
Good. Don't be a fan of the team. You're not a fan of fun either. And let me tell you, when a guy like me says you're not a fan of fun,
that's scary.
Yeah, you need some help.
You've hit rock bottom, sir.
Yes,
or ma'am.
You have.
So today, 9 a.m., I think we're gonna definitely be on the air at the end of B-Migs and check up on their website and pull it up if they're doing a press conference, which I think they will be.
Yeah.
We don't know a ton of information, but everyone's saying from sources that team name, color scheme, and logo.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, why not? I mean, have it all ready to go like so we can buy stuff.
Like you mentioned, today is opening day for Major League Baseball. Woo! 4 p.m. on ESPN, you can watch the New York Yankees take on the champions, the Washington Nationals. So that'll be happening. And tomorrow, Mariners are in play.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. They'll be taking on the Houston Astros in Houston so they can yell at them and tell them that they're a bunch of cheaters.
And I think
there won't be any fans there.
Rightly they should.
Speaking of having no fans, you know, the NBA is back, and this is the greatest piece of audio I've heard. I don't know if you've seen this, but they're doing some exhibition games. And they're just trying to work out the kinks and figure out how they're going to broadcast these games without any fans. So one of the ideas that I guess they had was to pipe in fake chants while the teams are playing for whatever is the quote-unquote home team.
Oh, nice.
So while they're playing, you know, they're dribbling, they're deciding what to do, you're going to have, like, people chanting, let's go, whatever team it might be. Well, the Nuggets tried this.
And?
You know, I'll just play the audio of the play-by-play, because you hear it. I mean, if you're going to do this, maybe grab, like, 5 or 10 people to do the chant that you're going to pipe through the PA system. Not one sad, pathetic man.
BC Sports Washington. Didn't really work.
No. Back to the drawing board, kids.
MLB's doing the same thing. They're letting you put your chance in, and they're going to throw them out there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can they just get that guy going, let's go.
Yeah.
Nuggets.
Whomever.
Kraken.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
As far as weather, 73 degrees today. It's going to be cloudy, and it's a perfect day, too.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah. 9 a.m. And that's what's
up. You're getting my hopes up, though, dude. I don't want to get too excited about the Kraken.
I want to be a crackhead.
I want to be. I just don't. I don't want to be disappointed when they announce it. Like, I want to be the person that's just excited that we have a team and get excited about whatever they announce. I don't want to get my heart set on anything.
Well, like I said, dude, there's not a name that they would put out there. Even the Metropolitans, and I hate that name. And I've heard that they've distanced themselves from that. But
if they did, you'd still be okay.
I don't care, man. I've moved here about 20 years ago. Hockey's my sport. and I have not had a pro team to cheer for here in the Northwest. Obviously, there's the Canucks, and I like the Canucks, but, you know.
Yeah, the Canucks, come on.
But to have a home team, man, I've been waiting 20 years for this. The name is the least of my issues, and it's not going to determine whether or not I'm going to be a fan of a team because of their name. I'll get used to it. I'm sure people hated the Seahawks name when it first came out, or the Mariners. Hell, people, you know, I mean, it's like, there's a lot of things. I mean, Pearl Jam's a silly name. Green Day's a silly name. Yeah. But if you like something, you get past it.
Yeah. The Seattle Pearl Jams. Okay.
I'm all right with that.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. The PJs.
Like one person says, I don't like the name Kraken, but I'll learn to like it. Exactly.
What's not to like about a Kraken? The Kraken is like an awesome sea creature mythical thing.
I'll be honest. The first time I heard people started saying the Kraken, I'm like, that's the dumbest thing ever. I hated that one.
Oh, did you really?
And now it's my favorite of all the options. Just because then I started seeing some videos and I'm like, you know what? Why not have fun in sports? Isn't sports supposed to be fun?
Exactly. Well, and the Kraken is an awesome, like,
it's,
you
badass.
Know. That's really badass. I mean, why the hell not? Instead of the Penguins. You know what I mean?
Right. Go through the list of all sports names. I mean, you can probably pick at least 10 from each sport that is just laughable when they probably first came out.
Yeah. Yankees, Red Sox. I mean, these are dumb names.
Yeah.
As opposed to just as dumb as anything.
I mean, the Cubs. I mean, wouldn't you want to be a bear?
But the Cubs are so cute.
Bears.
But that's what I mean.
But then, you know what? Ernie Banks would be what? Mr. Barry? I think it'd probably be, good that it was the Cubs. Speaking of which, by the way, since MLB is opening up tonight, I do want to remind you, and I think I have to, because if you know me, longtime Red Sox fan on this program, they have buried the news, but the Red Sox, way back in February, were accused of cheating in the 2018 season, which means in 2017, the Astros were accused of cheating, and in 2018, the Red Sox were accused of cheating. Both of those teams went on to win the World Series. Yeah. Now, the MLB says, well, they didn't cheat in the World Series because we put guys in the place to watch them do it, okay, so that they wouldn't do it. It's like, okay, so, all right, therefore you didn't think they had an advantage, but pretty much they had the best season, I think, in their franchise's history because of the cheating they did during the season.
See, kids, cheating is good.
That's what we're learning.
Yeah, you want to win, you cheat.
Cheat to win.
That's so, right, Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. So that was buried, and I mean, they're hoping you forgot about that, but, you know, I feel like, you know, as a fan of that team, I'm definitely disappointed that the season that I thought I watched was tainted.
Well, it all starts, man. It's time for you just to ditch the cheaters.
Yeah?
And go with the Mariners.
I feel like, look, if anything, the Mariners, I mean, they couldn't have been cheating, right? Not the way they were playing.
That's their slogan for the season, Seattle Mariners. At least we're not cheating.
Yeah, good call.
This could be the year, man. The year that no fans can go to the games could be the year that the Mariners actually put together a winning season.
Wouldn't that be something?
It'd be awesome.
That would be, seriously, that would be the Cinderella story of the season, because nobody would expect anything but a 60-game season. In baseball, 60 games is nuts. It's not a season at all anything really can happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch how it all unfolds. Somebody brought up a great example of another bad name for a team.
Yes.
The Pelicans.
Oh, definitely.
But I like it. I mean, it's so bad I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in the Pelicans, that the official bird of wherever the hell it is it New Orleans? Is that where the Pelicans are? Or is it
Charlotte?
Is it Charlotte Pelicans?
I don't remember anymore.
I can't remember either. I forget.
Which team has the Pelicans?
Where are the
Nolans?
New Orleans. You're right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I don't
know.
Look at
that logo.
Yeah.
That logo's great. Wait, is that that's their hockey logo?
Yeah.
No, the New Orleans Pelicans are the basketball team.
No, but Vicky found a hockey team called the Pelicans that has a sick logo. Yeah. And I'm positive it's not as awesome for the basketball one.
Well, it's
a cartoon.
And names are really dumb. I mean, you know, I mean, Lakers.
Well, yeah, I mean, no different than the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And people don't even know. Even you know, the places where they're originally from, the New Orleans Jazz, I guess makes sense because jazz is big.
Right.
Why Utah didn't change the name, at least like Oklahoma did change their name.
But they had a lot of letterhead notepads that they didn't want to get rid of.
And the Minneapolis Lakers, of course, that's because of all the lakes they have in Minnesota. So that's why they're the Lakers. Because how many lakes are in L.A.? I don't think many.
You could have changed the name, but didn't.
Would you think that was dumb though? Like, you know,
we've gotten so used to it that I never even blink at the like. I remember someone finally brought it up, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. Lakers is a dumb name to have for an LA team.
Yeah,
I mean, Clippers,
completely stupid.
Clippers is silly.
I don't even know. Clippers is a ship, right? Do they have Do they have a lot of ships in L.A.? I mean, that's what I thought of. A Clipper is like a Clipper ship. Mm-hmm. Oh, because you know, they were San Diego. That's right, because they were in San Diego, which, of course, they do have a lot of sailing in San Diego. That's right. The Clippers were originally from there.
Oh.
And these names are so dumb that they didn't change them.
You eventually get used to a name. No one's going to... There's not a single name out there that's going to be approved by everyone. You know what I mean? There's always going to be a percentage of people that are going to be like, that's the dumbest name ever. And then over time, you just get used to it, and then you start liking it. You hope.
You know what? I'm starting to feel good about Seattle, because I forgot San Diego. They lost a basketball team, too. I forgot. They lost a basketball team, a football team. I don't know how good the Padres are doing. Like, I don't know how long they're going to have them, but...
It's the doom and gloom for San Diego.
I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken.
Yes. We're going to have three teams again, and it's very possible four again. I think that makes
you
a great
city. We already got three with the Sounders, bro.
Yeah, come on, man.
You're right. You're right. Five teams. You're right.
Show some respect.
So five teams. We could have five teams of the major action.
I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself.
Oh, I know what you're going to do with yourself.
Watch a lot of hockey.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man, I'm nervous about how much money I'm going to spend today when they release the team. They would be crazy. Look, I'm not telling NHL Seattle how to run their business, because I'm sure
they don't know why. You're such a great businessman. I think they really should listen to you.
But you know, the minute they put out the logo, the color scheme, and the name, that some knockoff, you know, bootleg group of people are going to start selling their merchandise. So if you don't get on top of it right away, my money's going to somebody else.
Man, I hope that the Kraken logo has some tentacles in it. I'm all in for it, man.
Some of the mock-ups for the Kraken I really dug.
Yeah.
And I also love the Kelowna Rockets, which is a WHL team. They play the same league as the Seattle Thunderbirds and the Everett Silvertips. They used to be in Tacoma, being the Tacoma Rockets. And if you've ever seen their color scheme, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they put up a tweet saying, we're pretty sure, we feel like this is going to be the color scheme for the Seattle team as well. And it's black, teal, and like a red. I don't know if you've seen it.
It's great, yeah.
Oh, it's a really cool color scheme.
Oh, I'd like to see that. I don't think I've seen the Kelowna Rockets uniforms.
Oh, it was the same colors that the Tacoma Rockets.
Oh, Tacoma had them that way, too?
Yeah, like that.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's not a bad color scheme.
Yeah, they grabbed the old school Tacoma Rocket jersey to show, too, which I thought was pretty cool.
That would be a nice nod.
Yeah.
You know, that would be, I also like the T-Birds. I like the Tips unis, and I like the T-Birds unis, too.
Oh, I still contend that the Seattle Thunderbirds logo is one of the coolest logos in all sports.
Yeah, I'm with you, which part of me was kind of wishing they would just do like they did with the Sounders, you know what I mean?
Just when
they
take it.
And take it and go, look, I hope you don't mind, because, I mean, I think the T-Birds is a great name as well. Like that name. Well, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. We're going to find out the name of our NHL team sometime after 9. And like Steve said, we'll keep you as posted as possible.
I don't know, you guys. I had goosebumps all day yesterday thinking about it. I'm so excited.
Oh, I was excited just thinking about how excited you were.
Yeah, man. This is huge.
Because Danny was the one that sent out a text saying, hey, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
And he's just like, I don't understand what you guys are talking about.
I know. And then finally, it's like, oh, damn. And then they sent the video to me of them fishing out the goalie light from the water and the sound of the ferry blast, which will be the goalie score sound, the goal score sound. So that's all really cool stuff. Today, 9 o'clock. Yesterday, Steve did get this one right.
A scallion is what type of vegetable?
It's a fish. Oh, no. It's a scallop. It's an onion.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? You can beat Steve, whether it's a fish or an onion. You can beat him.
I bet scallops with scallions is pretty delicious.
Ooh, I bet you're right.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.